All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and it is more or less the Academy. And some feet. Say, sounds crazy, but maybe you'd like to check it out. How those strong male hands are massaging your feet. Wow, what a suggestion. I didn't know you could. How could I refuse that? Okay, great. So are you ready to enjoy a massage? You don't have to ask twice. Of course I am. Her beautiful legs are so close. It's just so she doesn't feel my cock swell up and rest against them. Oh yeah, that feels so good. Shit, is she pushing them right in there on purpose? At this rate, I won't be able to hide my boner. You're such a wizard. Why didn't you ever propose this before? I don't know. I didn't have a reason. You know, I feel like I should pay you back for this pleasure. But I feel more comfortable massaging you if you took your clothes off. Did I hear that? Sure, one second. Oh, you sure are a big boy. It was straddling me through your pants so hard, I was curious to see. And what do you think? Very impressive. So are you ready? I guess. As Darth Vader says, impressive. Oh, wow. That would be his lightsaber, I'd say, right? You know, Lucas wanted to really call them laser swords. That was a thing they talked about recently. Oh yeah, there you go. You like that, do ya? Oh. Are you kidding me? It's so good. It's crazy. Glad to try. It even feels good to feel it throbbing when I clamp my feet to it. Clamp? Oh, here we are. So, you know, for foot people. There you are. Can't say I never gave you anything, foot people. And those feet look very realistic. It's so unusual. I didn't think it could feel so good. I think I'm going to come. Ah! Whoa, aha! Wow, there's so much of it. I didn't think there'd be so much. You're a monster. Sam, don't get that idea that I'm against this. But I have to ask, why did you offer me this? I'm just still in shock. Heh, I saw how stressed you were about the trip home. And I wanted to make it a little better for you. Well, see, now that's a good woman. Plus, since I saw it in the shower, I wanted to get a better look. That's a thing. What can I do if I'm that nosy? And to think, 6 months ago I thought magic only existed in children's fairy tales. Oh, man. And here we are, on a magic train home for the vacations. I still can't wrap my head around it. I know what you mean. It was very hard for me to go home that first time, too. The hardest part was learning to separate the two worlds. How's that? You have to be able to be both there and here. Or be real both there and here. I don't know. Enjoy life both as a normal person and as a magician. My life as a normal person isn't much to enjoy. Everyone has ups and downs. Heh, I guess. But I have mostly downs. Don't say that, but it's true. I'm not complaining, I'm just saying that my life makes sense now, here. And back home, I don't know how I'll feel. You just remember the bad things. Before the injury, you enjoyed life as a soccer star, didn't you? I guess you're right. Why focus on the negative? Especially since I learned a lot during that time. Now I feel like everything's going to be fine. No matter what happens, I can handle it. I met the curious and witty Haley back on the train to the Academy. Thanks to Haley, life in Cordale never seemed dull. I knew from day one that I just had to ask this beauty out on a date. Her charming smile quickly convinced me to agree to help her solve the mystery of a textbook. Unwrapping the case led us to a long and dangerous adventure that saved Elijah's older brother, who was unjustly accused of murder and considered dead. It turns out that Audrey is not that bad. Her boorishness and insolence are a way of keeping people at a distance so that no one will find out her secret. The truth is that Audrey is a succubus who survived the death of her homeworld. She hides in our world and feeds off magical powers of other creatures to survive. Until recently, Audrey thought that she was the last succubus, but after receiving a letter whose author assured her that he was her kin, she decided to go to the address and find out if it was true. An energetic Asian girl named Lily is a fierce fan of the Leonhardt House and made winning in house competition her main goal. She even convinced me to help Leonhardt get as many points as possible. Lily is so loyal to Leonhardt that she's ready to do anything for the benefit of the house. And it should not surprise me, after all, she's a descendant and rightful heiress of Leona. So, how could I have grown up with Samantha for so many years without noticing how amazing she is? During our time together at Cordale, I've realized again how kind, compassionate, and caring she can be. Or Sam can be, rather. Besides, she's a gorgeous woman. Shortly after my arrival, Samantha had health-related problems, but I helped her fix them. I've also learned about her ambitions and goals in the magical world, and I'll be sure to help Samantha achieve them when we return from our vacation together. Narcissistic and arrogant, Naomi is convinced that the students of House Adarin are superior to everyone else. She considers herself a cut above the rest, but despite her beliefs, she constantly fails to prove her talents in classes. She has a terrible relationship with teachers and often gets into trouble. Naomi may be beautiful, but her obnoxious nature has discouraged any desire to get intimate. Her father doesn't think that studying at Cordale can replace real-life experience and pulls his daughter out of school for half a year to take her on a trip around the world. Okay, we've got more. After possessed Jacob tried to consume the sorting book for power, the founder of Leonhardt House struggles for other founders' life and needs my help. After everything she did for me, I must help her. I still can't believe that the teacher in charge of the dueling club, Jacob, was actually my father, who had been possessed by a demon many years ago. He tried to destroy the academy, but I stopped him. Author's beautiful and enterprising niece, Molly, refused to develop her magical talents and instead decided to open her own business. Her cafe in Cordale is popular with students. Adele's gorgeous body and pleasant personality made her a target for a stalker named Diego. He locked us in the basement and wanted to rape her, but I came to the rescue in time. Victoria is a talented magician and a good teacher. She's hard to get with regular flirting. In fact, she just gets irritated by that. But I think she and I are getting closer, especially when I put effort into studying. Sabrina's a real potion geek, and she teaches her subject with great passion. I often show good results during her classes. My success brings Sabrina joy, and I feel that we'll get even closer in time. I wish all schools had librarians like that. Emily is witty and a frickin' beautiful woman for her age. We're starting to bond closer after what happened in the Elven Forest. I wonder if I have a shot with her. The convenience store owner in Dale, Gordon, has an adorable daughter. Half-fairy, half-dwarf Willow has an innate flair for magical artifacts and can get even the rarest ingredients on demand if you ask her to. The head of my house, Elijah, has always been good to me and helped me get used to the academy. After Haley and I rescued his brother, Ezra, our relationship got even better. At this point, the story has come to an end. Thanks for playing! Less Academy is still in development, and if you like it, you can speed up the release of new updates by supporting us on Patreon. You can become a patron right now, go to Discord, and they also have Steam. So, where are they now? That's a good question. Where is Lust Academy right now? While I've got you guys on the line here, let's see exactly what the hell is going on with Lust Academy and Bear in the Night. Alright. I don't really care about this. I just want to see what's going on. Weekend dev update. Okay, so they're working on season 3, and they're on version 3 of season 3. So, I have good news, guys. We'll be playing season 2, and it seems to be the completed season 2. And we'll be playing that... Well, I guess next week. Kind of late now, but, you know, we got to the end. We had a little foot job. We got a little bit of information to the story so far, and we'll jump right into it. I'm sorry this one kind of cut short, but we're done. Like, we're finished with the whole season one after all this time. And season one was fun, so I'm sure season two is going to be great. Then again, if you really want to get started, season 3, version 3.10.1a is out now. And there's a character here I don't even know who it is. He's also promoting the Seven Realms, which, I mean, I just couldn't get into. Like, I love what the game did, the Seven Realms, but it's just not a game that I find I can really just jump into. It's not my thing. So, to get the game itself, ooh, so you have to, I mean, $10 a month will give you the update previously tested by Adept Plus tiers, 2 weeks after beta tests. So if you want betas, it'll cost you like $15 a month. And of course there's Illusionist, there's Enchanter, Sorcerer, Wizard, $100 a month, Demigod, $250, Almighty, $500 a month. My goodness gravy. He's got 2,000, no, that's unfair. He's got almost 1,500 paid members. So he's doing pretty good. So if you like these games, you know, Lust Academy Season 1 and 2, they are complete. They say 1.12.1D is the newest version. That should be it. And that should also be the one that's on GOG, I hope. I don't know. I'll check it. But at any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and we will see you guys next time with more Lust Academy as we roll into Season 2. I'm out. Later.